Let's talk some Braves. Before we do, Mike, we just met a young man and his father and his friend came in. His little fellow was named Knox. He's a fourth grader. And he came in, and I said, hey, what's your name? He said, Knox. And we were like, oh. And he's a big Tennessee Vols fan. I guess his parents are. So right. They named him Knox. Man, this kid, boy, you talk about a ball of energy.
I mean, this is, you know, if this was me when I was his age, they'd probably have me like on Cheerios with a Riddle and floater.
Yes.
But this kid, I love the energy. He goes, I want to go on the radio. I go, what are you going to say? Well, I don't know. I go, what about the Braves? It's not been a good season.
He did say that. He did say that.
So we said we got Grant coming up, and Grant's going to talk more in depth about this. But great kid, and thanks everybody for coming out today. Buffaloes here in Flowery Branch.
Grant, Braves lose 7-2 last night to the Brewers. I want to talk about the Profar mistake in the outfield. What happened?
Your guess is as good as mine, but, I mean, this is the kind of circus thing that we've been seeing this year, unfortunately, when you kind of wonder, can it get any worse in certain situations? We find out that maybe it can, and we shouldn't ask that question anymore. So, to your point, out there and live and with the people, maybe you've already got the Braves report that you needed before I even jumped on here.
Now, Grant, we've gone round and round about this, and I understand, and we said this earlier. I don't want – it's funny how social media works. We say something, it's like the telephone game. We're not saying don't go to Braves games. We love the experience, the battery, the ballpark. It's the best in Major League Baseball, if not all of pro sports. But it's just, do you look at the – in balance, on balance, why should Chris Sale start another game? Why should, for instance – I'll say it. Why should Spencer Strider go out there again dealing with what he's been dealing with? I know he's a competitor and he would battle when his arm's a stump, but do you think is that at least a conversation to have down the stretch to maybe shut him down?
Wouldn't be one that I would have. And I'll ask you this. I'll turn it to you to kind of pontificate upon. If you were having a challenging season and you've got a teammate with 50 games to go who says, I just don't think it's worth playing anymore, and they just stopped playing and quit on you, how would you feel about that?
Well, that's a quitter. But if we're into something, if there's a goal, if the goal is attainable.
It's the flip side of the coin, though. But you're asking everyone else to go out there and risk injury or put their body on the line or just fulfill their contractual obligation. I think you kind of have to look at everybody the same way. And Alex talked about this, and I mentioned this with Andy and Randy a little bit earlier today. You know, if we were talking about the last week or so of the season, yeah, I get not rushing guys back and trying to shoehorn an inning or a start or what have you in there. But I do feel like there's a certain amount of, even when you're taking it on the chin the way the Braves have this year, of professionalism that you need to have. And it's a very root of professionalism for me is you got to show up. And that, I think, is important. And I also think it's important for these guys, and particularly the pitchers, if they can get back and it's, you know, makes sense for them too when the timeline is right, to go into the winter having gotten some innings under their belt and feeling like they got that healthy offseason to go through and not feeling like they're just coming off the back of a rehab with more rehab, and then they'll finally get back to spring training. And by the time you get to April, you haven't thrown in that really competitive environment in even longer. And for a guy like Chris Sale and a guy like Spencer Strider, who, knock on wood right now, is starting every fifth day, I just don't think that's a conversation you have, because those are the kind of things I feel like that start to eat away at the commitment that you like to have at the root of what you're trying to do. Even if you fail, I think that there's just something to be said for showing up and putting forth the effort to try to get the result that you want.
You know, when you're 18 games under 500, and again, it's such a strange place to be in because we haven't been there. You had to go back to 2017 when, all hope was lost by this point of the season. All I'm saying, and especially, and again, I don't know what their intentions are, Grant, but you got a lame duck manager, and I don't know where they're going to go next year. I don't know. I know we had that debate earlier in the season if the message wasn't getting through, and I understand you're making valid points. I'm just thinking strategically that guys that have had these injuries, these nagging injuries that seem to crop up, there's nothing gained by risking them out there. And to your point, how other people approach their professionalism, that's on them. The tape will show whether they're in there and they're doing their work, but the pitching thing is at such a premium, especially for this organization. That's my only counter to your argument.
Well, my question is, what does it guarantee? Because every time they go out there, and we saw this, I mean, the Chris Sale injury is a perfect example of he didn't really even do anything that you would consider to be the kind of injury that you'd manage away from, because you're not thinking...
That's a freak. It's a freak injury.
Exactly. When's Chris Sale going to break his ribs diving for a ball? Nobody thought about that. It's just, that's life, and I just don't think that you can manage away from it. And we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. There's a certain amount of, risk management that I guess you want to have with it. And again, if this were a lot closer to the end of the season, I totally understand that. But with 50 games to go, and a team that very much needs as much help as it can get for the 26 guys in that locker room on a given day, shutting guys down and having those conversations. Then again, and I've mentioned this before, especially to some fans on social media, you want to get the attention of the Players Association in a not great way, just go ahead and tell them that you're just shutting players down and not allowing them to play when they're healthy. And I don't think that they want that kind of conversation either.
Grant, talk to me about Chris Sale, who's going to throw a live BP on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a meaningful step for him. And obviously, I talked to Chris Sale at the All-Star game, and it seemed like he had kind of gotten over, I think, all the initial healing, but they had to take the time to just see how it responded. He has been throwing. In fact, I believe he began throwing right around the All-Star break. So we're looking at, what, about three, nearly 4 weeks of that. It does look like the live BPs are the first step, at least one rehab start, and then he could be back in Atlanta. We're first week of August now. I think in an ideal world, he's back before the end of the month and has September to go out there and make whatever four or five starts down the stretch to just try to help the club as much as he can, given that there's not a lot that he, and to Mike's point, anybody's going to be able to do to turn the season around over the final 50 games.
Talking to our man, Grant McCauley, guys. Braves in action against the Brewers. As we said last night, just unfortunately struggling again. And look, there were some moments. Jerks and Profar, arguably Grant, his worst game as a Brave. Small sample size, but the misplay in the outfield and coming up snake eyes at the plate.
Yeah, that and with an opportunity, obviously. I mean, the Braves loaded up the bases, couldn't get the ball past the pitcher. That's been a story that I think has been the tale too many times this year, obviously. I mean, this is a team that has struggled with runners in scoring position, has struggled with guys, you know, at every base. It doesn't matter if there's one out, no outs, two outs. It just seems to be, you know, that the moments for the Braves have not been as many as they have needed. And it's not just Profar, obviously. There's other guys that have struggled. But this has been a pretty forgettable first year for Jerks and Profar in Atlanta. And I know that when he came back, a lot of folks were kind of looking and thinking, all right, well, maybe this will be a spark, maybe it'll help. And clearly things over the last month and a half or whatever it's been have not played out that way. I'm of the opinion that, yeah, he's leading off right now, but when you get Ronald Acuna Jr. back, I'd just put Ronald back at number one and just figure out the other eight spots in the order. That's just one I personally wouldn't mess with, but again, I don't blame Brian Snitker or the front office or anybody that had the conversation about should we try this, because nothing else was working. So you might as well see if you could get something else with guys on base for Ronald, but that just hasn't been the case either, and I just don't see any case to be made for the Brave getting the most plate appearances on the team being Jerks and Profar.
You believe in Eli White. He went 2-for-4 solo home run. It seems like he's heating up here. How do you feel about his performance over the course of the season? Like, do you feel like he's playing his way into something potentially for next season?
I think so, Carl. And that's kind of the point of this last 50 games, too. I mean, for Eli to this point, he has been able to play his way into the Braves' plans. And I don't think there's too many people in spring training, myself included, that thought, you know, Eli White's going to get some really regular reps in the Braves outfield, and he's going to end up being a rather important player, which he has been this year. It speaks to some of the things that have gone wrong, certainly. But if you were to have lined up the most likely candidates or the guys you were hoping were going to contribute, I don't know that Eli White would have been in that initial lineup. And I think Jared Kelnick is a perfect example of somebody you wanted to see more from this year, and he didn't get it. Jerks and Profar, obviously the 80-game suspension didn't help him. Michael Harris has had a tough year. Ronald Acuna Jr. has missed time. They've just been looking for guys in the outfield, and I think that Eli has made the most of his opportunity. It's fun to see him have a couple of nice moments in the midst of everything, and what happened over the weekend at the Speedway I think was a good one for him. So we're trying to find a few silver linings here and there in what has been a challenging season, to put it mildly, to put it politely. But a guy like Eli White being able to, you know, carve out a niche with the Braves moving forward as a fourth or fifth outfielder, I think is a great thing for him. And obviously, the Braves are getting into the offseason. They're going to have to figure out most of the 26 spots on the roster and who they want there. And Eli White may be making himself a compelling case here.
Grant, good stuff. Interesting to see how they play this moving forward. Good to hear Sale may be back on the mend. But we'll see, you know, what that situation is for the Braves. Braves finish up this series with the Brewers tonight, and Grant, we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. I mean, like, I get what Grant's saying, especially when he brought up the Players Association, how they feel about it. And a guy like Spencer Strider, he wants to compete. You know what's going to drive Spencer Strider crazy? If he winds up the season under 500. You know how he looks at everything, and we love that. We love his competitive nature. But even though, Carl, just to counter what Grant was saying, we go with six-man rotations. There's ways you can mitigate the usage rate on guys you're worried about for the injury. especially with the starting pitching.
Well, I think this is
by bringing up the minor league, you know, again, the prospects, which we have to distinguish what they are or they aren't.
And again, we could argue with Grant back and forth. He is telling you factually, he's right. I'm just telling you from my experience, Mike. If you want to keep a guy out of the lineup, you can. And the Players Association, he's right about if you blatantly say we're sitting six guys and they're done for 50 games. That is a violation of the Players Association and the agreement of the CBA. But if you tell me six players are on the mend and we're being very precautious and very cautious about how we're bringing them back and some of these guys are in rehab and some are ready and some aren't ready, I'm just telling you, I've seen it happen. And I'm not saying that the Braves would do this. But when a season is lost, you have to think about the future. And for all of that, Grant is right. It is hard to say to any of those guys in the clubhouse, and you look at the lineup tonight, Eli White's leading off, you say, hey, we want you to go out and perform, but some of these guys are going to sit. Well, the other part of that is everybody's not treated the same in a clubhouse.
No, again.
There are stars and there are guys, Mike, that are trying to prove themselves and make this team.
Jimmy Johnson said it. The star quarterback is not treated the same way as the 53rd guy on the roster.
It is what it is. Like, I just feel like if you want to do it, and I've seen it happen with other teams, and again, we're not talking about teams that are in contention, guys. We're talking about teams that have been 90-loss teams and have realized, you know what, we're playing for next season. We're going to keep a couple of these guys out at the end of the year to make sure that we're still building for next year. That is the argument, but Grant is right about what he's saying, and those are the arguments to put guys out there every night and say, hey, we need to play them.
Look, the good news is if you got tickets tonight for the Brewers, Spencer Strider's on the bump. There's always extra juice at Truist Park when Spencer's on the bump.
Absolutely.
I don't want to see Ronald Acuna play again this year. You got a calf injury leading to a potential Achilles? Forget it. And I'll die on that hill. We're talking about next year. This year, it's a write-off. I know Braves fans don't want to hear it, and I get it. We're not telling you not to go. Don't get the message twisted. Still a great environment. You got tickets, you go. But still, Carl, the big picture, dealing with the injury history of some of our star players the last few years, why mess with it?
Yeah, and Chris Sale throwing – that is good news. But that was a freak thing. But, hey, sometimes freak things happen and there's
– But it occurred, and why are we monkeying around with it?
No reason to. All right, man, more coming up about the Falcons. Our interview with Tyler Algiers coming up as he stopped by to talk with us about all the things that are going on with him. And Mike presses him about a contract. You'll hear it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.